Done. All right, we're recording now.
Okay. Call the meeting to order at 6:07. Apologies for being late. A message from the chair is getting briefer and briefer because we are hitting a stride with this whole process. I'll just let you know that part of our requirement is that the members of this meeting, which are the Board of Selectmen and Marjorie and Chief Monroe, we need to demonstrate that they can hear each other and all be heard so that the meeting can proceed, and that attendees, members of the public, sit in the attendee category. And when we ask for public comment, they can raise their hand virtually and we will recognize them. So having said that, we'll do a roll call vote. Just please say yes when I call your name. Mr. Corson.
Here.
Ms. Damon.
Here.
Mr. Dyer.
Here.
Mr. Hill.
Here.
And Mr. Main says here. I will introduce the attendees. Ralph, would you unmute and just verify that you're here and can hear everything?
I am here and I can hear.
Thank you. Marjorie, would you do the same?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're all set to go.
And Christine.
I'm sorry, thank you. Christine.
I'm here.
Thank you. Thanks, David. So with that, we have a public comments for items not on the agenda. So at this point in time, any members of the public that would like to make a comment for an item that is not currently on the agenda can raise their hand now. Seeing none, we will proceed. Town reports. So Chief Monroe, you're on. The COVID-19 report is first. Can you give us an update of where we're at?
Well, so far, all I get the report is, thankfully, CTC now is transporting all EMS calls. That's about all I have to report.
Okay. Materials and readiness for washing clothes and things like that you reported on last time, are no progress on those at this point?
We are waiting literally for one piece of conduit, electrical conduit, and I believe the washer will be up and running. It's plumbed in, it's the electrical's hooked up, except for the wire running out to the pump station. Kim's been working on that, John, Rich, and Stephen Todd as well, and Nathan Cody. But yeah, it should be up and running within the next 2 days.
Okay. And you reported to me at one point that you had a rescue and you had a full complement of people turning out for it, and everything went smoothly. Is that correct?
Correct. And we haven't had another one this morning, actually, and everything went well.
Terrific. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Any questions for Chief Monroe? Marjorie?
Oh, I don't have any questions for Ralph. But I just wanted to report and thank the community advisory response team. We did get a newsletter out today that we're mailing. I'm not sure if they got it in the mail today. I think it'll probably be in the mail tomorrow. And I'd like to also especially thank Erica and Beverly and Lila for putting all these news reports together, formatting, cutting, pasting, linking, and Gloria for working our website and getting everything posted. So to that whole team and to the communications team especially, thank you very much for getting the information out to the public. I think they really appreciate it. And I know I've gotten a lot of compliments, and I always, you know, throw the compliment back at that team and at the communications team especially. Thank you.
Good. Mark.
Thank you, Herb. Quick question for Ralph, if he can still hear us. I think last time, Ralph, you said you were maybe waiting for some more gowns or Tyvek suits, and I wondered what the status of that type of safety equipment was for your department.
And we got a few more in, and we're in pretty good shape. We've had a lot of members of the department and the community help out, and I think we're going to be okay. We'll see a few weeks bring.
Great, thank you.
Yep.
Donna, did you have something?
Yes, I just wanted to say, just following up on what Marjorie said about the mailing, it is going out tomorrow, and Eliza Jane Adams did a lot of the stuff, compiling it together. It was a real team effort, and just following up on that, the kind of social service aspect of that team is working really hard too, with under the leadership of Melissa Joshua Davis. I think that she needs a big shout out for all the work that she has done in organizing the food pantry and the masks and all of that, and the social outreach.
Okay, Marjorie, do you want to go through your written report to us, your administrator's report?
Yeah, a lot of it is around the subject of the town meeting and the election. It is the one that we had scheduled on June 6th is still a month and a half or more away. I don't think
that's an agenda item we'll take up. We can go over that then.
Okay.
Anything else? Tax acquired property?
Well, at some point, I think that you need to form a committee to look at that. You know, I don't look at it as a big priority, but I'm trying to keep it on the radar.
Yep. And so that would form after 90 days have passed, right?
The ordinance isn't really clear to me about the waiting periods. I know that you have to try to get it back to the original owner, and then when all that fails, you have to form a committee to talk about the disposition of the property.
Okay, Jay?
Do we want to use the same committee that took care of the Grimmel property, which was Chris Loader, myself, and Jeff Suma?
Be fine.
We never got disbanded that I know of.
Okay. Donna, go ahead.
Yeah, I would start the process over again. It's a different kind of property, but that's not why I was raising my hand. It looks as if there's a possibility that we will not hear from them in 90 days because apparently we don't have the right contact information. Somebody may have died or whatever. And so I would think that after 90 days, maybe that's when we set up the committee.
It's kind of the way I read it, although we could set it up at any time, but I agree it probably doesn't come into play until after 90 days. Okay.
Yeah. So I would wait until then.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments on that topic? Okay. Marjorie, anything else in your report?
I don't really have anything unless anybody has any questions. The budget's going to come up later and the town meeting's coming up later.
There was a comment about a piece of property near the school, the rec center.
Brenda LaPointe.
Yeah, yes. I don't want to lose sight of that either. I told her I'd get back to her at some point, but she's interested in selling a piece of property that's over near the school and the rec center.
Okay. Any comments from the board on that idea, Jay?
I took a look at the property. It doesn't adjoin anything we own. It just sort of is stuck in the middle over there, across the street and out of the way.
Is it landlocked?
Pardon me?
Is it
landlocked? No, it's got frontage on North Road, but it's not. It's just a piece. It's a long, narrow strip, which is fronts on North Road for just a second, 84 feet. So it's not, it doesn't suggest to me to any particular use for the town, unless we want to go into the business of buying and flipping.
Okay, any other comments from the board, Donna?
I thought it abutted the kids' place.
No.
It doesn't?
It does.
I thought it was wider than 84 feet because it was divided up. He was the surveyor who divided up the Newcomb family when they divided up that property. And he got a lot as part of it, as part of that in lieu of getting paid at the time. And I thought that lot was about the same size as the kids' place lot because that.
I'm sitting here looking at it on the tax map, and it's 26B on the tax map, and it has.
Let me suggest that we should probably take this up as a future agenda item,
sure.
But probably ought to do it soon, like next week or in the next few weeks, so that we can respond to this offer. So is that acceptable to everybody?
I think that's a good idea.
Let's do that. David, go ahead.
And I would suggest that either Marjorie or Jay have the tax map that we can put up on the screen and see.
Yeah, that'll be part of it. Yep.
And I think we should look at the deed too.
Yeah, that'll be Marjorie's job. It's way beyond my skills.
you can be taught, Jay.
Not like.
Oh, I wouldn't be so sure, David.
Yeah.
I would agree with her on that. It's questionable.
I think that ends the administrator's report. Marjorie, unless you have anything else?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, just Herb.
Go ahead.
Herb, Jay.
Yes.
Hi. It was just one quick thing.
Yep.
If we could, and maybe this isn't the right spot, but I think that we ought to send a note of thanks to both Nathan Dowdy and Paul Valeska for their offer of providing boats. Paul did provide a boat, put it on the float. And Nathan, who was ready to provide a boat to help us should the need become evident.
Yeah, David, you've been the official respondent for those sorts of things. Would you want to take that on? Just writing a quick note.
Yeah, I can do that. How did I get appointed that?
You started doing
it.
You wrote the resolution to thank everybody else. So
well, then.
Therefore, you're volunteering.
As long as I'm being volunteered, let me add to that I'd like to express our appreciation to CTC for settling this issue and moving ahead and in a collaborative manner.
Sounds good.
I'm not real happy with that myself, but.
Nor am I.
I don't think they were particularly collaborative. I think we fought really hard to get what we got. But that's
yeah,
just
but
my
you know
opinion.
We got what we got.
That's just my opinion.
Okay.
Mark,
you
had your hand up.
No, I was just going to simply second Jay's motion, but I guess it wasn't really a motion.
Yeah. I certainly don't have any problem thanking the Mr. Valeska and Nathan, Mr. Dowdy. But that's as far as I would go with it. But Donna?
I guess I would go as far as to say that I think that CTC put a lot of time into this, and in the end were able to make it work out. They came up with a lot of workarounds, and I think that this isn't the time to be drawing lines in the sand. We need to move forward.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at too. I'm sorry. I'd like to see the community come together rather than split apart at this point.
I'm not suggesting we split apart. I just don't think we owe them anything.
Well, thanking one without the other really kind of does that, doesn't it?
I'll tell you what.
No, I disagree. It really doesn't matter.
I totally disagree, both David and Donna, with what you're suggesting. So I'm going to withdraw my suggestion. I will personally call them and say thank you on my own.
Okay.
And leave it there.
All right. Let's move into regular business. 21034, annual town meeting. So the issue here is there a is there a current mechanism for holding an annual town meeting? If we had to do it tomorrow, is there a mechanism for doing it on the scheduled date, which is what, June 13th or something?
Are you talking about the town meeting or the election?
The annual town meeting.
It was June 6th. June 6th. The election was the 9th. Town meeting was the 6th.
Okay, so let's first take up the annual town meeting. Do you have any information, Marjorie, on what other towns are doing?
You know, I haven't heard a lot, and Chris and I were talking about that. She hasn't heard a lot from the town clerk area either about what towns are doing.
Okay.
Herb?
Yes, ma'am.
I know that Long Island has changed theirs. It's usually the beginning of May, and they've gone into June. As of right now, that's what their plan is.
Okay.
And if I could, Marjorie wrote a paragraph or so about the effect on the nominating process for our Board of Selectmen and how that's affected. I think we need to bring that into the conversation as well.
Agreed, which is probably more the election event on the 9th. So that would presumably
the nomination process to start with, for example, right. when papers have to be turned in and such.
Right. Which is 45 days before the 9th.
Yeah.
I think that what we should, this is just my gut feeling. I think we should go with the state and look at July as when we have our election and that we have our town meeting the weekend before that. And that gives us wiggle room because we don't know what's going to happen in June.
Yep.
And that gives us more time. It gives more if people right now. People are not thinking about wanting to run for office. They're not. People's minds are in other places. It gives people a little more time to process that. I know, Herb, it makes you have to hang in maybe a couple of weeks longer. But I just think that it gives a little bit more stability than having to come back and maybe change it again.
And it's kind of consistent with our current
policy
proximity with that election. Go ahead, Mark.
I'd just like to say that I agree with what Donna just said.
Okay. Is there any objection to doing that? Go ahead, David.
I'm not raising an objection. I'm merely raising the point about people turning in their papers for the open selectman's seat. What's the impact on that?
Marjorie?
So what I tried to explain was, Chris and I both talked to the Maine Municipal Legal Department, and it's complicated. We don't, even if we decide to have our local election with the state on July 14th, we don't have enough time to start the nomination paper process over again. So there's a specific timeline in Maine law about when you offer the opportunity to people to take out papers, and then there's a deadline for them to return them. What I understood him to say is that we could keep the current process that we've already gone through, keep that process, and just do a write-in election on July 14th. So the fact is we did our nomination paper process, finished that process. No one turned in any papers for any of the seats available. So what would happen is it would be, if we have the election with the state on July 14th, it would be a total write-in campaign. So if somebody wanted to run, or if somebody wanted to accept one of those seats, they would, for instance, do kind of a write-in campaign, whether it was on Facebook or Beverly's site, or, listen, I'm willing to be on the school board if you write in my name, that sort of a thing. So we can't start the process of the nomination papers over again.
Okay, David?
So that raises the question, if the nomination period is closed and nobody has thrown their hat in the ring wouldn't that happen anyway, even if we were having our town meeting in June?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the town meeting in June, where we all sit in the same room, I believe it's possible to nominate people for the election at that point. It's just that they wouldn't show up on the ballot. Is that correct?
Well, we have voted to have our elections by secret ballot. If I understand you correctly, there are still towns that nominate and elect at an open town meeting. But we have voted as a town to have a secret ballot election.
So there's no other nomination process except for the papers? Except
that,
for...
That is my understanding.
Okay. Donna?
I think there's nothing that would prohibit the place on the agenda where we say candidates could speak. If somebody was interested in running at town meeting, they could stand up and give a pitch.
Yeah.
And that I think there's nothing that would prohibit that.
But there'd be no formal nominating process.
No, but they could stand up and say, I'm willing to have my name put up and this is why and blah, 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 if they wanted to. They wouldn't have to. They could still have a write-in campaign without doing that. But I think that is probably the middle ground.
Yeah.
I agree, and we could always try to solicit some interest, you know, maybe with a letter from the Board of Selectmen to the community in general, is kind of encouraging that sort of thing, just raise the awareness. Yes, David?
Yeah, I'm worried. What happens if nobody steps forward to either, well, in this case, as a write-in candidate, or even as a draft at the town meeting? What do we do if there's just four of us left and Herb walks away?
We can appoint someone.
No, you can't. As a selectman? No.
I think that if there's a vacancy...
To finish my term, you could.
I don't think so. I think I've inquired about that before. You have to have another election. You have to start the process over again.
No, I think you're right.
But I thought you could fill it in until the next election.
No, for a school board member, I believe that you can appoint someone to fill in, but I don't think for Board of Selectmen. I'm pretty sure on that because I've looked into it before, because we've had, you know, since I've been here on Shabig, there have been a lot of resignations and people that couldn't stay on the board anymore for one reason or another. And the answer that I got when I looked it up or called Maine Municipal was that you just have to wait until you have another election.
I think you're required to have another one within a certain number of days, because didn't we have to do that right away when
yeah,
somebody...
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but I think there was a requirement, maybe 60
some
days.
Some kind of a process anyway.
Yeah, but I think you're right. I don't think there's any appointing.
But back then we weren't doing the secret ballot. I think we were doing the town meeting, and it might have been a different set of rules. I guess the message is, I think we all should be beating the bushes, as it were, make sure we get, you know, at least a couple of people to throw their hats in the ring, even at this really crazy time of our existence here.
Yeah. Okay. So I think we've sort of settled that. We should probably make a motion to that effect, Marjorie, or...
So motion to which?
To move the annual town meeting to July
11th. And our local election to July 14th.
Right,
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, is there discussion on the motion? I will take public comment on that motion. If there is any, raise your virtual hands. Seeing no public comment, I will take a roll call vote. The motion is to move the annual town meeting and election to July 11th and 14th, respectively. Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Ms. Damon?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Main is a yes, passes unanimous. Thank you. Before we leave this agenda item, there is the topic of what we want to accomplish at that annual town meeting. Now, the only real required activities besides the sort of administrative ones of electing a moderator and that sort of thing, is excuse me, to pass the annual budget, because that's the only time during the course of the year that we can do that. So it's a given that we need to have the budget ready at that time, and that will be in its entirety, that will be the content of the warrant, or in the entirety of the budget will be on the warrant. We do have other items that we often take up, which can be ordinance changes or other town business, which actually can be done in special town meetings. I think the only one that's really required at the annual town meeting is levying taxes, which is the budget. So we do have to have a conversation about some of the other topics that we talked about. There is, and Marjorie's put that in her, that's part of Marjorie's report to us. And that is the exchange of properties on North Road that we've worked on. We'll be ready for a town meeting at some point. The Firehouse Road easements, the Caps Road easements, and any changes to the solid waste ordinance. So the question, and I don't need an answer tonight, but I need you to start thinking about it, is if we can have all that ready by July 14th, given our current mode of operation, if everybody's comfortable with that. So think on that, unless somebody wants to take action on it tonight. I think we can take it up at a future meeting as we build the warrant, but just keep it in mind as we go forward. Any discussion on that part of the topic? Okay. Hearing now this, what's he saying? Hearing none, if there's nothing else regarding town meeting that we need to take care of, Marjorie, you comfortable with where we're at?
Yes.
Okay, then we'll move on. The next agenda item is 21031. No, I'm sorry. Wrong piece of paper. 21035, which is the budget. And although I tried to prime you last week that this was going to come up, we really didn't post it, and we really didn't prompt you the way we would normally do, like the weekend before, to start really looking through that stuff. So how the discussion goes tonight is entirely up to you guys. I think we need to at least get our heads back into the process, get our heads back into what decisions we're going to make, sort of assess how we're going to carry this out before July 4th. Marjorie, did you want to add something? Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that after I gave you the budget that I distributed and we put in the packet, I did get some updates from the school. As I understand it, they have not taken a final vote on the school budget. So I don't expect that to change, but I just wanted to throw that out there that I don't think they've taken a final vote, and their budget is down
1.78%.
Yes, well, right now it's down 92,000, down 7% with the most recent updates.
Oh, that's pretty significant compared to what we have in our packet.
Does that have something to do with that $100,000 that was floating back and forth?
Well, that's certainly part of it, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's why they have that much of a surplus.
The contingency. They don't have a surplus.
That's why they have a reduction from last
year.
Yes. Just to make that clear. It's not like they've cut programs.
Flat funding would be a reduction by $100,000. So their operating budget is actually up a tiny bit,
right?
But it's up much less than it was. Go ahead.
So overall, the total budget with everything is down 2% from the previous year. And I don't know if any of you noticed, but I did add the proposed revenue piece as well as what we've been looking at all along, the expense part of the budget. I've put the revenue, proposed revenue piece in there as well.
Okay. Before you leave the topic of the budget being low, can you give me the dollar amount of what that reduction in the overall budget is?
The overall budget?
Yeah.
71,000, oh wait, I gotta turn the page, sorry. Yeah, 71,908. So okay. It's a reduction of 2.1%.
So again, with flat funding, it would have been a reduction of $110,000, $100,000 coming from Maine PERS and $10,000 coming from the streetlights, the Chandler Cove upgrade.
That's right.
Fixed cost. So we are still actually raising the operating budget by about $29,000, $28,000. Donna, did you have something?
I did. Now I forgot what it was.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Okay. Well, just interrupt me if you remember. So that's where the budget sits right now. We're actually elevated from an operating standpoint, slightly on the school side and slightly on our side. I had done some calculations with the existing numbers and came up with the capital plan is up $15,000 and the operating budget is up about $15,000 if you include the Chandler light thing. So the responsibility for raising the budget right now is more on us than it is on the school, just as a matter of perspective. So I think maybe we ought to have a brief discussion about what our goals are and if they should change based on you know, what we think the economy might do as in response to this COVID-19, and whether we have a responsibility to do anything further. Go ahead, Donna.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking about the fact that we have so much of our tax base is seasonal property, and if people, we have no idea, you know, how people are affected all over the country. And has anyone thought about the possibility that at least in the first half of the year that we may not have the cash coming in that we would normally have coming in, because a lot of people rent their properties so that they can pay their taxes. And if they're unable to rent their houses, that, you know, I just started to think about the long-term domino effect. And is that something that we should really be considering, as the possibility that people are not able to pay as timely as they have in the past?
I think you're right. I don't know what we can do about it in our considerations except for lower the entire budget, unless somebody has some suggestions on other things we could do.
One question I had about the capital, a lot of this, of the potential projects, the money's already in reserve funds, right? So that would come out, that doesn't actually impact.
Well, no, this is all the what's in the capital plan right now is all new revenue. We've got $186,000 that we're suggesting we raise in new revenue.
Right. I know that, but I mean, I'm wondering if we could just reallocate and look at some projects that maybe we wouldn't, that, you know, we could put something off this year.
Yeah.
That we would have to generate money, but that we might already have money for in another fund.
We could. We could also ask town meeting to move funds. I mean, we have a reserve. The capital reserve right now is about $1.5 million raised for the various things. So we could ask town meeting to move things from one place to another, and then next year, hopefully, you know, put it back to the way it was. I mean, those are all possible techniques we could use to lower the budget, if that's our goal. So I guess I'd take suggestions on what the board thinks our responsibility is to lower the budget overall. And hence, when you do the math, you know, it takes quite a lot to make a big difference. I mean, we would have to, my really back of the envelope calculations were something like, if we wanted to save everybody $1,000, we'd have to cut $750,000 out of the budget. And if we wanted to save them, you know, what was it, like $100,000. If we want to save $150, we would have to take like $120,000 out of the budget. Those orders of magnitudes of numbers. So we'd have to cut quite a bit to put any significant amount of money in people's pockets.
Well, I'm not even thinking about putting it in people's pockets. I'm thinking about what do we do if, you know, the budget, it's up a little bit, but basically it's flat. We've been through it numerous times. There isn't a lot that we can cut. But what happens if we don't get the revenue in the fall? What happens?
Well, there are tax anticipation notices probably. Yeah. Marjorie, go ahead.
Well, one of the things you might want to look at is I did put in terms of revenue, taking $150,000 out of our fund balance. You might want to reconsider that because our fund balance is what we use to pay our bills until the taxes come in. So do we want to spend that down more or should we keep that on the high? But we do have a policy in place. So there's that aspect of it too. We were going to use $150,000 to bring it in line with with the selectmen's policy of the percentage that we want to have in the undesignated fund balance. But it's something to think about, because that's sort of our what? I don't know if I'd call it a rainy day fund, but it's what we rely on before tax comes in.
It's a reserve. Yeah, one option could be to. Oh yeah, we rely on it really without getting town meeting permission. We just sort of let.
Right, we kind of just use it.
Which is what everybody does.
Yeah.
So we do have that buffer, and we can keep that buffer up. Now the numbers that you just quoted, do they have in that calculation the revenue of 150 to mitigate the taxes already? They do, right?
The budget that you have in front of you is anticipating a transfer of $150,000 out of the undesignated fund balance, which it would, in a sense, that lowers the amount of money that we have to raise from taxes, which is what we're also talking about.
Right. That would suppress the mill rate, even though the budget was flat. It might suppress the mill rate more because there were more revenue. David.
Yeah, I don't know how it's all going to turn out, but maybe what we do is we adjust that whatever it is at the moment to make the mill rate exactly equal, more or less, between last year and this year. In other words, do a little bit less tax relief, as it were, and keep the budget flat without a reduction. At the moment, I think we're seeing a reduction.
We're seeing a reduction only because of the artificially elevated numbers from last year.
True, but still, it's a reduction.
Well, it's an increase of the operating budget. Once you take the $110,000 out, Marjorie, did you have something? Mark.
Just quickly, like Don was talking about. If a scenario came at us with next September's tax payment coming due and people were having a tough time making those September 30th tax payments, would our options basically be to hold a special town meeting to request transfer of some more undesignated fund fund balance or reserve?
No. Once you have the only time you're affecting taxation is when you have your annual town meeting and you adopt your budget. I mean, if you at any time you can have a town meeting and appropriate money out of fund balance, but okay. I think your question goes to taxation. Taxation only happens at your annual town meeting when you adopt your budget, and then those figures go to the assessor, and she does her certificate of assessment from that those amounts that were voted on.
And typically a transfer out of the undesignated fund would be for new spending that you hadn't already approved at the previous town meeting.
Right.
Go ahead, Mark.
I think moving forward with this proposed budget, we should certainly probably leave the $150,000 proposed amount to come out of undesignated funds to soften the increase of the proposed budget, if you will. I think we should leave that in there, but I think we should probably be careful with our proposals of increases in our capital spending, proposed increases for 2021 in our capital spending, and or too many new projects, because also we could have quite a hit on the revenue side in some places as well.
Possibly
excise tax from automobile registrations, that number could drop significantly, for instance, as well.
I've been pretty conservative on the revenue side. I have lowered things, expecting things to be less. By all means, take a look at what I've done and see if you have any suggestions, but I have been fairly conservative on anticipating lower revenue in a lot of areas.
Do you want to go through that right now? I can put it up on the screen if you want to go through that. Is there interest in doing that?
I guess I'm just thinking that this is kind of a new thought, and we've got a little more time because we've put off the town meeting for another month, and that maybe this will give us some time to really look at some of the things that Madhu just talked about. I haven't looked at the revenue part at all myself. So if we could do that and then maybe pick this up next week.
We can do that. It wouldn't take too long to get her, you know, get an assessment of what she's done so that we have some information to work with.
I mean, it's okay if she
wants
to summarize it. I'm just thinking to actually make a decision.
I'm not worried about making a decision tonight. David and then Jay.
Yeah, I'm fine with having a discussion next week, but I'd like to request that Marjorie put a copy of the latest budget in the mailbox to be picked up so that we can have something to look at other than the screen.
Okay. Go ahead, Jay.
Okay. Just a couple of thoughts. I'm going to diverge for a minute. One, I think that we're really close on the operating budget side of things. We're going to have to up it in a couple of spots because we're going to be spending more money on things like Zoom and some of the other technology issues. There's going to be another $1,000 or so a year for Axiom for enhanced broadband and so forth. All these are fairly modest changes. When we go to the revenue side, when you look at it, the numbers that count are how much we tax and how much we tax. All the other numbers are fairly nominal. I mean, there's some larger ones, but if you take the undesignated transfer out and the taxes, that's where all the numbers are. So when we look at the capital budget, if, for instance, we were to take the capital budget and change around the road money from 186 to back to 150, and I just lost everybody on my screen.
Oh, can you hear
us? Still here.
I can hear you.
I can still hear you.
Okay, well, I'm just going to sit here and look at my whatever and anyway, but if you take a look at the road fund, if we went back to 150,000, which is what we've been doing more or less from 186, because we've already got almost just under 200,000 in that account, so that we can use that to change around anything we want to do on the capital side and keep everything basically flat. So it's easy to manipulate this to get to a flat budget from last year. And in terms of the revenue side of things, as I say, the revenue side is basically it's taxes and the undesignated fund balance transfer. I mean, those are the real numbers.
Yeah, the other factor in that is valuation. You know, if valuation goes up, we get more revenue.
Right, which just helps us.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is weird. I'm sitting here looking at the screen, but I don't see anybody's faces, but I hear everybody.
Okay.
So maybe next week we could sort of finalize the operating budget and just review the capital budget and get this wrapped up.
I don't have any problem with that at all. My incentive for getting it on the agenda tonight was to get us back in gear on that. It sounds like we're pretty much all on the same page. We want to try to keep this as soft as we can, anticipating all kinds of problems, and we want to keep our reserves as high as possible for the same reason. So, Marjorie, just to review your recommendation on the transfer from the undesignated fund balance, were you suggesting that we don't transfer all 150 and leave some of it in undesignated funds?
No, I wasn't making that recommendation, but it's something to think about. Okay. I think you should leave it, you know, first of all, because that's your policy at this point. Of course, it's your policy, so the board can change that policy at any time.
Yeah.
But I also think that you'll be all right. The town will be okay.
If we put it into reserve, into revenue. Yeah, okay. Donna, go ahead.
I just have a couple of questions about the possibility of using money from that we already have saved for this. For example, one of the things we have that we've talked about over and over again for the last 3 or 4 years is the Stonewharf Road and widening it. And we haven't got to the point of knowing what we're going to do at the end of the road, but that's one thing that we know that that probably would need to happen. And I wondered, when I looked at what the definition was of the Stonewharf Reserve, it talks about wharf parking, it talks about construction and all that kind of stuff. But could the road, is it too much of a stretch to say that widening the road for more parking is could come out of that that reserve?
I don't see that as the purpose of that reserve, but we do have the paving road reserve.
Yeah.
We actually have the money already in the reserve to do the Stone Wharf and Firehouse.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, the one the new money was actually for chip sealing of most of South Road and a little bit of John Small Road, like 3.5 miles.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that that the engineering and all that and widening was part of what we were already going to do. So we had already decided that we were doing the Stonewharf Road.
Well, it was
because it doesn't show it on this.
It's in the road plan report. And we've sort of adopted the road committee report. I can throw it up on the screen if you want to see it. But the recommendation in that was to keep the $197,000 in there to do Firehouse and to do Stone Wharf Road, without really having any hard quotes to do either one of them. I guess we have a hard one for Firehouse, but not so much for the Stone Wharf.
Okay, so that because to me that's one area that I was looking for ways to look at something.
The bigger question on that is sort of the South Road chip sealing, and it's sort of a technical question about can we wait another year? We've already really waited too long to get it sealed, but you know the risk of we could take that 186 to zero and not do any chip sealing next year, but I would want to talk to the All States Paving guys and see if they thought that was a smart thing to do. And Mark, do you have any feelings about that?
I've kind of let them know too.
Any thoughts on that, Mark? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm okay with talking about whether we leave the proposed road money at 186 or knock it back to 150. First of all, I'm okay about you know, thinking about that. But I agree with Marjorie. I think we should probably, Marjorie, are you thinking about having Jerry Douglas come down and do a site visit with us?
Well, he wants to, but he's very nervous, and you know, everybody's concerned about the coronavirus and is it okay if he comes? Is it not okay? And you know,
okay,
he's very sensitive to the anxiety that people have about you know, strangers. I don't know. He's not really a stranger, but someone that doesn't live here. He's you know, he wants to know that people are comfortable about him coming and, you know, doing. They need to still take some final measurements if we're going to do this project.
Okay. David and then Donna.
Yeah, I was just going to say, in a perfect world, at least as it used to be, that we would be proceeding with the stone wharf. I believe that was the understanding that we had when we put that money into the budget. I think there might have been some surveying that needed to be done on the road itself, or did we get that cleared? We got that cleared away?
I think we have a survey.
We have a survey.
Yeah, so we're ready to go on the stone wharf once we allocate the funds, and except for the problems that we're having, that everybody's having with getting the projects moving, I think that's one that we need to keep in there.
We do kind of need a design on it. I mean, there's been talk about various kinds of parking, and is it parallel or perpendicular or angled, or how much are we going to widen it? There are some questions to resolve.
Yeah.
Donna?
Yeah, and I think really we don't have to solve the problem right now. We just have to decide we want to solve the problem. Same with the chip sealing. How much of that $186,000 was for the chip sealing of South Road?
All of it.
Because to me, if you're going to cut out $15,000, it doesn't make sense to save $15,000 just to and not do the project. Either you don't do the project and you cut the whole thing and put it off for another year.
There is a part of the project that it could make sense, and there's.
I mean, to me, $15,000 isn't that much money in this.
Well, one of the sections of the road is a mile, 1.15 miles long, and the proposal is to double chip seal it, which pretty much doubles the cost, which is more like $40,000. And so I don't know, Mark, how you feel about this, but we could single layer chip seal everything and then double that at a future time or something.
Which section of that is that, Herb?
I can tell you. That is Shebig into the Roy Hill Road. So it's the major part of it.
Yeah. I mean, that part, if you walk, I walk that road a lot. And there's grass growing up in the middle of it. It's split up. I mean, that road needs, down by the Slow Bell and that whole area, it really does need to be done. And and I guess I would advocate going forward with it.
Okay. Any further discussion? I mean, I'm happy to delve into the details of the capital plan if you guys want to do it and discuss it some more. I feel like we've covered what I expected to cover. What's the board's pleasure?
I had one more question, and this was about thinking about over to Cousins Island and the possibility of doing some kind of an engineering study. And I don't know if the 32,000 is 32,000 we actually have, or 32,000 when it says 80-foot ramps. Is that 32,000 money we actually have?
Where are you?
I'm on the capital plan. It's like
floats and gangways.
It's where it says additional bay, next fire truck, next rescue, CTC boat access. It's on the first page.
On table six, on page 18. I mean, on page
table seven.
Table seven. Okay.
I'm on the actual projects, so I'm trying to figure out what if the 32,000 is something we actually have in stock. I mean, have in the bank.
So what we have is a reserve fund called Floats and Gangways that has 32,469. But I think that this 32,000 was some sort of annual target, because there's no way that we can pay for an 80-foot ramp with 32,000.
No, no, I understand that. What I was going to propose is if we could take some of that 32,000 and actually get a plan and have them look at it, what would be the best configuration, look at, I know there has to be a new float. I mean, it would just be something to actually do, get some background work done, so that in the future, you know, in another year, we would actually have real numbers to be able to actually make a decision if we wanted to do that.
You're talking about the Cousins side?
Just yeah, I'm talking about Cousins. I think Cousins is, just from my many years of commuting at dead low water in the middle of the winter, I think that's worse than the Stone Wharf. And we don't know what we're going to do at the Stone Wharf, so we don't want to do something and then have to do it again. I don't think that we need a double ramp anywhere over to Cousins Island, but I think that it would be worth getting somebody to look at it, see how it might be configured, see how the ramp, the float might be configured. I know there was some preliminary discussion and Nat Tupper didn't seem to think that it was a problem, you know, getting approval for a bigger float, but it would just be a project that could be started with minimal input. It's not going to affect the budget if we can take the money for whatever the, you know, having somebody do the plan, out of that 32,000.
I think the answer to your question is yes, the 32,000 is in the bank, and it's for account 9020, which basically covers the description of it is, where is it? 9020, construction and replacement of floats and gangways at Cousins Island, Stone Wharf, and Chandler's Cove, not used for repair and maintenance. So it's, I would say that money would be available for some engineering work like that. So we don't need to do it tonight unless you want to, but I think initiating, we could do that at any time. We could do that right now. We could say, go get engineering work done right now and pay for it out of that money, not to exceed a certain amount, but.
So that doesn't have to go to town meeting?
No, not in my mind. Not unless we need to raise new funds for it, which for just the engineering work, I don't think we do. So somebody can do some legwork on that and get a...
I'll try to do some follow-up and get back to you.
Yeah, get a quote from... or unless you want to do an RFP. I don't think it's worth doing an RFP on it.
Well, like, wouldn't it be calling Scott Dyer and talking to Scott Dyer?
Well, he gave us what he was going to give us, which was really just a sketch. He's not an engineer.
So who should we go to?
Didn't Scott recommend going to somebody?
I'll follow up. I'll see if I can find that. I think that's in our work someplace.
Yeah, I think we did discuss it. I would be happy to pick that ball up and keep moving with it. So what's the board's pleasure in terms of further work tonight? I mean, I don't think there's any actual action to take unless at this point. But I'm happy to discuss a little bit more about the capital plan or about, you know, the target we want to do for our budget numbers or other techniques we can use to transfer funds. You know, we could ask town meeting to transfer money out of the, you know, temporarily out of Cousins Island Wharf is got account 9110 has $350,000 in it.
I don't think we control that, do we? I think Yarmouth controls.
Oh, that's the escrow account.
Yeah, I don't think Yarmouth would like it, but maybe they
nice try, Herb.
Well, I mean, what we're talking about is an improvement to that wharf. You think they'd be willing to do some?
Go ahead, Mark. For this,
yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. To actually put the float, the ramps in.
Yeah.
That was exactly one of the questions that I was going to ask her. If we were able to be successful with getting a proposed possible improvement design for Cousins Island Wharf, I was wondering if it would be okay for for Marjorie to check in with Nat Tupper at that point about the possibilities of some of those funds from 9110 possibly being used for at least the wharf modifications and engineering study on that wharf.
We own the ramp and the floats. I believe that reserve fund is dedicated to the wharf and to Wharf Road.
And the hammerhead.
Correct. So I'm not sure it would be available for what we would want to do.
Yeah, it does say maintenance, repair, and replacement of wharf and subject Wharf Road improvements.
I would have to look at the agreement.
Yeah.
Yep. But I think Mark is right as far as the impact on the wharf itself. The drawings that I've seen indicate, some kind of a push out for the ramp. I don't know.
Not really maintenance.
Something though. We could ask about.
Yeah, doesn't hurt to ask. Okay. What's the board's pleasure? You want to take up anything, get any deeper into any of the capital plans, or are we good for this evening?
I think we made a good start.
Okay. I would open it. Marjorie, go ahead.
Do we have any answer to Jerry Douglas from Allstate's, or he's sort of still on hold?
Good point. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Marjorie. I think, obviously, it may be too soon right now to ask Jerry Douglas to come over here as far as his comfort or the comfort of the transportation system and or the community. But I think sometime soon we should probably ask Jerry for a goal date to come over here and have some sort of site visit to talk about South Road. Do we single chip seal now and double chip seal later? Stone Wharf Road, how much work do we think we need to get done there based on what he looks at, and so on and so forth.
So tell him we're interested and we'll try to get him over here soon, I think is the message, right?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. I would open this section up to public comment, even though there's no motion on the floor or action to be taken. If anybody would like to talk about the agenda item that we're discussing, which is the budget in its entirety and the capital planning, I would accept questions from the public. Okay, seeing none. If I can find my agenda. Okay. Is there any other business that any board member would like to take up? Mark?
This isn't necessarily other business, but it's sort of a question that I wanted to put out there. Where do we think we are as a town / community with the 4th of July festivities and or the picnic?
It's a good question. The town's role in that is fairly minimal. I mean, it's basically the fire department, right? But that's a good question.
I can ask Eliza.
I guess my real question is, are we going to consider at some point recommending to the community members that usually head up this festivity, this yearly occurrence, that it may not be a good idea?
I would support that at this point, or at least putting them on notice that if things proceed the way it looks like they're going to proceed, that May, June, July, it's pretty iffy at that point, and people's comfort level is probably going to be pretty iffy. I don't know. How does everybody else feel about it? Go ahead, Donna.
Yeah, I think just put it on their radar. I mean, it's too soon to make a decision, I think, because we don't really know what's going to happen. Mm. You know, hopefully we'll even be to the point where we can have our own families together at our own shores. We can't even do that now. So, you know, we don't. So I think it's still up in the ball. But I think they should be thinking about, and they probably are thinking about whether it will happen. I mean, just think, we've set a date for a town meeting. We don't know whether we'll be able to do it or not.
Right. David?
A little too early to ask for an agenda item almost a month in advance, but so that we don't lose sight of this, because I think Mark's raised a very important point, I would suggest that we set an agenda item for, we'll say, the middle of May, and make sure that we don't lose sight of this decision that we're going to have to make. I think the middle of May might be an appropriate time, unless somebody else feels differently.
All right, I'll put it in my list and we'll see where that goes. Donna, go ahead.
Well, and I think there are a lot of different events that happen, you know, during the summer that are mass gatherings. And, you know, it's something to be thinking about what this summer may look like. And it may be looking, I know the golf course is having a 100th anniversary. There's all kinds of different things that will be going on that I think we need to, again, think about it. And, you know, I think David's given us a month to see where we are in a month from now. We don't know.
Yeah.
And just to expand on that, unless I'm mistaken, our emergency provisions enable us to basically do what has been done at the state level and to some extent at the federal level. And in a month, maybe we'll be talking about more than just the 4th of July celebration, but all mass gatherings.
Yeah, it's possible. Entirely possible. Okay, I'll keep that in my notes, and we'll see where we're at in a few weeks.
We don't have anything between now and the middle of May as far as mass gatherings, do we? That I can think of?
Other than Zoom?
Other than Zoom, yeah.
Well, that's a sort of a mass gathering. Digital.
Donna, did you have something, other business? Go ahead.
Yeah, I did. I got a note today. There's going to be another one of the Main Island Coalition meetings on Friday morning at 10. And the topics that they are going to focus on this week are how are towns dealing with rentals? Is there pressure to open houses before Memorial Day? And are there creative solutions for keeping the town safe while supporting this important part of the economy? And so that's really a topic. Now, I know one family came yesterday on the barge and brought their car, stayed in their car and their social distancing for 2 weeks. They brought all their supplies. Now, that's kind of a creative way if somebody wants to try to come and be safe. Not that I'm advocating that happened, but so I don't know what information I'll find, but if anybody, I'm just throwing it out there, if anybody's got any ideas but it's a question that's being raised on every single island.
Yeah, a lot of places. Go ahead, David.
Donna, could you provide us with the details of that meeting if we're allowed to sit in on it?
Yes, I can invite, I'll send you an invite.
Good, thank you.
I'll send it to everybody and you can decide whether you want to go or not.
Right.
Thank you. Okay, any other business to attend to tonight? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to approving the minutes of April 8th, 2020.
I move we approve the minutes of April 8th.
Second.
Okay, is there discussion on the motion? Hearing none, I'll call a roll vote. Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Ms. Damon?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes, and thanks to Christine for putting those notes together in different circumstances.
Mr. Main is a yes. Passes unanimous. Thank you, Chris. Okay, I have nothing else. I didn't have a correspondence place on the agenda. If there's any important correspondence that people need to talk about. Marjorie, go ahead.
I have a really important correspondence. I'm trying to coordinate with Otto Pizza in Yarmouth for Wednesday evening deliveries. CTC has offered free transport. They're going to take orders over the phone and make a big delivery on Wednesday on the 5 o'clock boat, and then they're going to be leaving on the 6:15 boat.
That's really good pizza too.
I'll try to post that around, but I've been emailing with him for a couple of weeks now, and they've kind of finalized the plan, and CTC agreed to it, and
so anyway. The individuals call autos, make their order, pay for it, and then it just shows up at the Stone Wharf? Is that the idea?
Yes.
Or it shows up at your house? Or
shows up at Stone Wharf. You have to go down there and get it.
Count me in.
And social distance.
Terrific.
Does that give you time to get back for this meeting?
No, you got
to
eat real fast.
You have to stay 12 pizzas apart, right?
Start our meeting half an hour later on Wednesday.
I thought it sounded like a great idea, and CTC was on board, so.
I think it's a wonderful idea, Marjorie. Thank you for taking that initiative. And if you put it on Beverly's website, they'll probably have so many pizzas.
So will they send the beer over too?
Yes, they will.
Go ahead, Mark.
Just as long as we can enforce the speed limit going back up the Stone.
Oh, come on. You got to get it home all the time.
But at least there won't be cars on the side to mess with.
Okay. I would accept a motion to adjourn.
So move.
And somebody second?
Second.
Okay. Jay seconds. David made the motion. All in favor of the motion. Roll call. Mr. Corson.
Yes.
Ms. Damon.
Yes.
Mr. Dyer.
Yes.
Mr. Hill.
Yes.
Mr. Main is yes, passes unanimous. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night. Stay safe.
Good night, all.
Yep.
Good night.